Okay, today is Daf Nun. We're on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Silver family from Baltimore, Maryland. Leila Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Aaron, Shama Shadav and Aliyah. Hachofer Bar B'Rishos HaYachid. If somebody plants, digs a bar in Rishos HaYachid, Upischo L'Rishos HaRabim. But the entrance to the bar was in Rishos HaRabim. All we really care about is the entrance. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos hachofer bar b'rishos yachad apitzcha b'rishos rabim. You see the little one? Klal demilsa. The rule is b'chol hach shmeitza. In the whole, all the whole Mishnah here, bar basar pitzcha was lian. We care where the opening is. The next shav habar ki iluhu makom shapesach sham. The bar follows the opening. Pashut's very simple. By the way, all of a sudden on the Mem Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah now switches to bar. As an introduction, we're starting to learn the topic of bar, the nezek of bar. You think what could be so complicated about bar? It's a bar.
Either or.
Here we go. That, so the first case was the bar is in Rishos HaYachid and the entrance is in Rishos HaRabim. Rishos HaRabim, Pitzcha Rishos HaYachid. Or the other way around, right? Or it's in Rishos HaRabim and the entrance is in Rishos HaYachid. If the entrance is in Rishos HaYachid, why am I chayiv? So we must be talking about a case where you mafkir your Rishos. And therefore it becomes like Rishos HaRabim. Or, Rishos HaYachid, Upitzcha, Rishos HaYachid, Acher. Or, it's in one Rishos HaYachid, and the opening is in a different Rishos HaYachid. Most told it's the same person's the owner. Because if I dig a pit and the opening is in your yard, why am I chayiv? So that's a most hold. Anyway, chayiv, you're chayiv. All these cases are chayiv. Why? Because it's a bar. What's the difference? Where the doesn't matter where the bar is. It matters where the opening is. And it doesn't matter even where it is. Okay. Thank you. Tanur Rabbanan. Hachofer bar b'rishos hayachid or pitzchol b'rishos harabim or b'rishos harabim or pitzchol b'rishos hayachid. It doesn't make a difference. Chayiv, you're chayiv. V'zehu bar amar b'torah divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the bar the Torah we're talking about, says Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? That means, that's the classic example of bar. Rabbi Akiva Omer? No. Hifkir Rishuso, you mafkir your Rishus, velo hifkir boro, but you're not mafkir your bar. Zehu bar ha'omer ba'Torah. That's the bar of the Torah. What does that mean? I think the best way to understand what that means is to keep on reading. Because the Gemara is going to have a whole machlokas, it'll flush it out. We just said like words. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? So, Amar Rabba, Bibar B'Rishos HaRabim, if the bar is in Rishos HaRabim, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi De Mechayev. Everyone holds a chayev for that. There's no machlokas about that. You dig a bar Rishos HaRabim, it's Rishos HaRabim. You're not allowed to do that. My Taima, why? Amar Krot says, Ki Yiftach means you open a bar. And v'chiyichra means you dig a bar. Now, im ala psicha chayiv, if I open a bar, I'm chayiv, it's ala kricha lo kolshkein, so for sure I'm chayiv on digging it. Why does the Torah have to say both? Ella, rather, al iske psicha, v'al iske kriya bolo. The issue is, are you busy with a bar? Are you busy opening it? Are you busy digging it? It's nothing to do with ownership. It's not about ownership of the property. It's just rabbi, nobody owns that. Doesn't matter. The issue is, what are you busy with? You're busy with making bars. You're chayiv. That's highlighted by the fact that Torah says something unnecessary, which is if you dig a bar. Because a minute before it says if you open a bar. So it's obvious, no? So it has nothing to do with ownership, right? He quotes over here, the Chedushi Rabbi Yonasan Milunil says something even deeper. He says that we're talking about a case where the etzem bar is a pshia. The etzem doing that is a pshia. That can only be a Rishos HaRabim. If I open a bar, Rishos HaYachid, but the etzem digging a bar in my backyard is a pshia? No. If someone falls in, it could be a pshia. Not the etzem digging it is a pshia, but in Rishos HaRabim, the etzem doing that is a pshia. You don't do that. You don't put a stumbling block in the street. That's etzem a pshia. That's highlighted. The Torah repeats itself. It says ki yift, and it repeats itself, but it says something extra. Ki yiftach v'chi yichra. The etzem doing that is a pshia. Has nothing to do with ownership. I don't care where it is. It's a Rishos HaRabim. He's still chayev.
It says the Bnei Yeshua said it's different than a ox, because bar you don't have to own, but ox you...
Correct, correct.
So that's the big nafkamina.
Okay, it's another nafkamina. It's the same. It's, we're all saying the same thing. You don't have to own it. You don't own the street.
I know, versus an
ox. And you're chayev, exactly. Yeah.
So when you're chayev, an act of dignity.
Right.
Why is that like under umbrella of
ox? So we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Over the next few days, we'll flesh that out. Lo nechleku, this machlokas here, which we're not even sure what it's about. Lo nechleku ella bebar birushuso. What about a bar in your own rishus? I dig a pit in my own yard. Rabbi Akiva Savar, bar birushuso nami chayiv. You chayiv for that as well. Dichsev could it says, bala bar, it says the bala bar de isle bailam kam rachmana. We're talking about a bar that could have bailam. What kind of bar could have bailam? A bar that's in your own yard. Vershmol Savar, no. Bal hatakala. We're talking about the bal hatakala. Not the bala bor, but the bal hatakala. What does that mean, bal hatakala? A bor in your own rishus, you putter. You putter on a bor in your own rishus. What?
Depends
on what?
Is he allowed to be inside? Is he not allowed to be inside?
No, there? No, what do you mean? No, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, even if you're mafkir your rishus, you're still putter. That's a chiddush. Why? Because nobody's mafkir their possessions to cause themselves damage. Nobody does that. It's not a normal thing to do. Nobody does that. So I dig a pit in my yard. According to Bikivi, you're chayev. It doesn't make a difference. Nothing to talk about. According to Bishmal, if you're not mafkir, of course you're not chayev. Even if you're mafkir, you're not chayev. Why? Because it was my property. I'm mafkir now. Nobody's mafkir property to make themselves have damage. Nobody does that. Now, what about the Rishus Rabim? Rishus Rabim, you have no right to actively, you know, cause damage. You can't do that. But in Rishus HaYachid, I can do whatever I want. Now, I'm mafkarit, I'm still not chayev. Right? What?
There's no law for digging a pit.
In Rishus HaRabim, it seems like there is. That's what we just said before.
People went out, don't fall in.
There's no law, so no one falls. You get an avera for digging a pit that no one got hurt in? I don't know. Not an avera.
It's probably on the favor.
It could be a lift neighbor, right? That's the actual lift neighbor.
You're creating a situation for somebody to...
Yeah, but what if no one had... What if the, that's a shy lift neighbor. What if I give you bad advice, but you don't take it?
Right.
Are you over lift neighbor? It's a machlokas about that. Right. Right.
Okay.
That's not lift neighbor. You come to me, you go, should I buy this, and do this investment? And I tell you the wrong thing, bemaze it on purpose. But you don't listen to me.
Right.
So is it over lift neighbor? That's a machlokas. Right? So I did something in the street, but no one luckily got hurt. So am I over? I don't know.
But you created the scenario.
Correct. Correct. So you hear what's going on here? Rabbi Shmuel Savar Bala Takala. That a bar in your own rishus, your putter, even if you mafkir it. But why? Because the digger kitaina, I didn't mafkir my rishusim to make myself have damage. Nobody, that's ridiculous. Right? What does Bala Bor mean? It just means the Bala Takala. Right? Okay. Ella, my zeb bar ha'amr batora dekamar Rabbi Akiva. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said before this is the bar that the Torah meant? What did he mean by that? Why? What's the kasha? What did he mean by that? So Rashi says on the third wide line, bishlama zehu de Rabbi Yishmael. When Rabbi Yishmael said this is the bar lemuute Rabbi Akiva, he came to exclude Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the chayav in all places. So what do you mean, this is the bar? Every bar is a bar. I mean, this is the bar Yechayev for? Rabbi Akiva holds Yechayev everywhere. Elazeo der Akiva, Mimute Mai. What's he excluding? Hi, bar, Bershus Arabim, Nami, Arab, Torah, the Kedar Shinon. Every bar Yechayev for. So what do you mean, this is the bar the Torah meant? Every bar the Torah meant. So the Gemara answers, Zehu bar, Shepasach, Boakasav, Tchila, Litashlumin. This is the bar that the Torah started off with to pay. In other words, Balabor Yishale just says this is the bar that you have to pay for. That's all he meant. That's all he meant to say. Yes. So now Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokas, right? Who just Rabba came along and I'll tell you what the machlokas is about. Just explain the machlokas. Rabbi Yosef now has another explanation, a totally different explanation. He says like this: Bar Birshus HaYachid. A bar b'rishus ha'yachid, and then you're mafkir, you're nechasim, kuli amalo pligi demechayev. Everyone holds the chayev for that. It's the exact opposite of what we said a minute ago. Or it's a different person, it's Rabbi Yosef. Bar Rishus Yachid, Kuli Amal Pligi de Chayev. Everyone holds a Chayev. My time, why you Chayev? My time, Balabar, Amar Rachmana. It says Balabar. Bar de Isle, Bala Maskinan. We're talking about a bar that had an owner. You dug something in your own yard, that in your front yard, let's say, then you mafkir it to the sidewalk. Of course you're Chayev for that. Ki Pligi, Bar Rishus Arabim. The whole machlokas is a bar in Rishus Arabim. Rabbi Yishmael Savar Bar Rishus Arabim Nami Chayev. You Chayev for that as well. Dichsiv Ki Yiftach V'Chiyichva. Imal Apsicha Chayev Al Kriya Lo Kolshkein. Why is it redundant? Ella Al Iskape Psicha Val Iskape Kriya Bolo. We're talking about the busy. You're busy with baking bars. Doesn't have to be an ownership issue. It's not an ownership issue. It's a damage issue. So even in public, you Chayev.
Is there a suggestion there that the uncovering is that you...
We're going to get to all this.
Okay.
Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Hanu Mitzrach Tzrichi, it was necessary for the Torah to tell me Ki Yichra and Ki Yiftach, even though one's redundant. Why was it necessary? So it doesn't teach me anything about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why was it necessary? If the Torah would have said ki yiftach, which means what? Just opening up an existing bar. I would have thought poseachu tisagile bekisui. Opening it, it's enough just to close it, right? Right.
If you just close it, then.
If you just close it, then you would be potter. So maybe there you're chayev. Ki kura, but digging it. Lo sagile bekisui. Covering it's not enough to covering it's not enough.
Why not?
Add the toyam lay until you fill it up. Hmm. Right?
But if you cover it, aren't you filling it up?
So that's what the Torah says. Ki yichra ishbar. Ki yichra ishbar. Right? What does that mean, Kiyichra Ishbar? That even if you uncover a bar, not uncover, if you dig a bar, you're not chayav if you cover it. That's the Kiddush. If you dig a bar, which makes sense, you're not chayav if you cover it. If for what? What did Kiva just say? Ikasav Rachmana Kiyiftach, had it said Kiyiftach, I would have thought, Poseyahu desagile bikisui, that opening it, right, it's enough just to cover it. Right?
Yeah.
But kura, but digging it, lo sagile bikisui. Covering it would not be good enough. Ad toim le, until you actually fill it up.
Right.
Why?
Because you created it.
Yeah. That's one side. Because of Rachmana Ki Yichra, had it only said Ki Yichra, I would have thought Kiri Yehuda Boy Kisui, that only digging it requires a covering. Mishum Da Avad Maisa, I did a Maisa. Avu Poseach, just taking off the cover. The Lo Avad Maisa, I didn't do anything. I didn't really do a Maisa except for uncovering it. Yet, Ema, I would say Ki Sanami Lo Boy, I don't even need to cover it. Kamash Malan, therefore comes along the Torah and says no, that you're chayv if you do that. But it doesn't teach me anything about ownership. No. Which is why, according to Rabbi Akiva, in this version, according to Rabbi Yosef, you chayev everywhere. So, the exact same question we asked before, we asked now. Elamai zehu bara amar the Torah, the Kamar Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said, this is the bar that the Torah is talking about? The Torah is talking about every bar. Every bar you chayev. The Gemara says, same answer. Zehu bar shepazach barakasav tchil in a zakin. It just meant, this is the bar that you chayev to pay. That's all it means. Just talking about payment, it doesn't mean anything.
27, according to this,
yeah.
Rabbi Akiva says you're not chayav for Rishus Harabim.
Correct. So correct. The exact opposite.
What's the difference between the Zikim and the Teflonim?
What do you mean? No, nothing. There's no difference.
Oh, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
There's difference.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we have two versions of what the Machlokas is about. The Machlokas basically is that Rishus Harabim and Rishus Yachid. So, Meisvei, following question. Hachofer bar b'Rishus HaRabim, if someone digs a bar in Rishus HaRabim, upaschol Rishus HaYachid, and the entrance is in Rishus HaYachid, right? Potter, you're Potter. If you dig a bar in Rishus HaRabim, and the answer is Zimr Shas Yachid, you potter. Afal pi, she'en Rishai Lassos came. Not allowed to do that, then you still potter. But look at Rashi. Rashi right here, right next to you. It says potter, right? Im nafal derech piv b'rishuso. If it fell in your rishus, right? Because where's the bar? Where's the entrance? Rishus Yachid. How'd the animal get there? On your property. So your potter, im nafal derech piv shibirishuso. V'chasol kadaitach, this seems to imply, da'afilu hifki rishuso potter. Even if you mafka the rishus, you're still potter. Right? That's what it seems. That's what Rashi thinks. Now, that's only going to be true according to one of them. Right? Okay, don't have to read the rest of the Rashi. Now, you're not allowed to do that. Even though you're not allowed to do that, you're still potter. Why are you not allowed to do that? Lefisha ein osin chalol tachas rishus harabim. Because you made the ground underneath the rishus harabim more shaky. Because there's a bar under there. The answer happens to be in my yard. But I just took away all the foundation from the street. I'm not supposed to do that. But I'm not chayiv because... Why am I not chayiv?
Because it's your property.
Because it's my property.
You can do what you want.
Right, I can do what I want. Now, hachofer boro sichin u'ma'oros b'rishus yachid.
But the premise is here that if you're going underground, away from your property, it's still your property?
Yeah, because then we started off today's daf by saying all we care about is the entrance.
Right.
So the entrance is in my property.
I'm trying to figure out the logic of that.
There's a machlokas about this. Yeah. There's a machlokas in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and a machlokas on Meroyim, what they hold. Whether or not you're chayiv on a bar or shus yachid or shus rabim. So here you have both.
Right.
So the entrance is in shus yachid. This brisa, we didn't get to the question yet. This brisa has your potter. This brisa has your potter. Okay? Yeah.
You might guess to see a house in your backyard and there's two pits in it. Someone falls in and breaks his arm. You're not chayiv.
Why are you not chayiv? What?
It's your backyard.
So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas to
Nayim. Right, the question one is potter, so that's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Guess beware.
Exactly. Exactly. So by the way, in America, in American law, you're chayiv. Unless it's something that is so open and obvious. For example, this was a case we had. A guy was in a liquor store and he tripped over a box of liquor. He tripped over a box of liquor. A box of liquor in the we didn't find the guy liable. Because you're in a liquor store and it's so open and obvious.
Right.
You can't complain, oh my goodness, the guy was negligent. That's not negligence. That's what a liquor store does. They have boxes of liquor on the floor.
It's funny, you do not find somebody guilty
of anything? No. Wow. Most of the time. The law is stacked in that favor. That's how it is. But think about that. Isn't that right, though?
Absolutely.
Right? That's very different. That's very different than a cracked sidewalk, right? Or some other thing where you really can't see. It's a big difference. So, I'm not sure, we'll get to all how the Torah views all that. It's interesting things. Anyway, Hachofer baras sichinum oros b'rishus yachid upitzchol b'rishus harabim, right? Opens in b'rishus harabim. Chayiv, you're chayiv, right? Why? This brisa says where the opening is in b'rishus harabim. We don't care where the rest of the bar is. Hachofer baras b'rishus yachid asmuchol b'rishus harabim. If you dig a pit in b'rishus yachid, but it's right near b'rishus harabim. Kigon, Elu Achofrin Le'ushin, like those that plant for the Ushin means, how do they translate Ushin there in English?
Those who dig foundations.
Foundations for the wall. Potter, you're potter.
So it's for houses.
Right, for houses, fine. Rabbi Yossi Yehuder, Mechayiv. Rabbi Yossi says, you're Chayiv. Achi Yassi Mechitza, Asara, let's make a Mechitza 10 Tvachim tall. O Sheyarchik, Mimakom, Drisas, Ragli Adam, or you distance it where people walk. People or animals, four tvachim. Okay, so we have a whole long brisa here. Now we're going to explain. Taima, the whole reason why at the end over here, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda said, what do we say? Hachofer boris b'rishus yachid asmuchel b'rishus harabim. We said, like Ushin, you're putter. What if it's not like Ushin? What if it's a banana peel? Right? Taima, the whole reason why you're potter was the Le'ushin, was because it was Ushin. I guess people should look at it, or it's a common thing. Everyone had that. Halav ushin, l'ushin. But if it wouldn't be ushin, you'd be chayev. Right? Hamani, who is that? Right? Bishlomo l'rabba. So according to Rabba, Rabba said that the machlokas is about Rishus HaYachid, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, who said you're potter in Rishus HaYachid, to say for Rabbi Akiva, who said you're chayiv in Rishus HaYachid. El Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, who said the machlokas is about Rishus HaRabim, right? Bishloma Seifa, according to the Seifa that said you're chayiv, Devi HaKol, that could be everybody. El Reisha Mani. Who's the Reisha? Lo Rabbi Akiva, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Velo Rabbi Akiva. Turns out the Reisha here is nobody. Why? Because according to both of them, you're Chayiv. According to this. When they said only your putter. Who could it be? So the Gemara answers, Amalach Rav Yosef, Kula Divir HaKoli. Really, it's everybody. Right? It's really everybody. Vereisha, Shelo Hifkir, Lo Rishuso, Velo Laboro. The ratio was talking about you weren't mafkir anything, and therefore you're potter. Why? Because it's private, exactly. Amravashi hashted lo kimna lo biyosef lo divrei hakol. That's the problem. The problem is there are four people here. There's Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabba, and each one says something different. It's very complicated. It's not harsh. It's complicated. Hashted lo kimna lo biyosef lo divrei hakol. Now that we said it's Rabbi Yosef according to everybody, lo Rabba nami lo tuk matanoi. According to Rabbi, also don't have to say it's a machlokas tanoim. Midereisha Rabbi Shmuel, Seifanami Rabbi Shmuel. It's all Rabbi Shmuel. V'taima de l'ushin. And the only reason why there was a patur was because it was ushin. Halav ushin, chayiv. And if not for ushin, you would have been chayiv. Kigon de arviach arvuche l'rishos harabim. Like a guy who he destroys peiros in rishos harabim. Is that what it means?
No,
he expands he widens the pit in Rishus HaRabim, right? So part of the pit's in Rishus HaYachid, part of it's in Rishus HaRabim, right? Even Rabbi Shmuel, who holds according to this version that you're not chayiv for a bor in your own Rishus, he would agree that you're chayiv, except if it's for Ushin. So that's how he explains the Braisa.
Yeah, but part of the opening is Rishus HaYachid.
What? Okay. I know, but so what? But since you widened it like that, that's one exception. So we can even say the Bryce is according to him. Meisvei. Next try. Hachofer bor b'Rishus HaYachid. You dig a pit in Rishus HaYachid. Upitzchol l'Rishus HaRabim. And the opening is in Rishus HaRabim. Chayev, you're chayev. Right? Why you chayev? The opening is in Rishus HaYachid. Because he holds like one of the Tanayim that says he chayev. I'm sorry, the opening is in Rishus HaRabim.
So that's why you can't.
Well, according to some, you're not. Right? According to one version of what you're not. Right? Rishus HaYachid asmuchel Rishus HaRabim. But if you open it in Rishus HaYachid next to Rishus HaRabim, putter. You're putter. Correct. Now, Bishlomo l'Rabba, according to Rabba, kula Rabbi Shmuelhi. This entire thing is Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's why, if it's in your own Rishus, you're putter. But if it's in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayef. El Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Bishlomo Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, El Seifa Mani, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Akiva. It can't be anybody, because according to that, they should be both Chayiv. So Amr Lach, Hachofer, L'Ushin, B'Divrei HaKol. No, it was Ushin, and therefore you Potter. Why? Because that's, I guess, something that everyone should be on notice for. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Chafar, someone dig a bowl, a bar, Upasach, or he opened it, Umasar l'rabim, and he gave it over to the rabim. What does that mean? He gave it over to the rabim. So Rashi says the last Rashi before the lines get wide on the bottom there. He says the Amar livnei iro. He says to the city, Habar zeh shechafarti, this bar that I dug, tzarech lochem lishtos megishamim hamus haminitz nachsin sham. I'm giving this over as a public fountain. I dug a pit to be a public well. V'ruyin lishtos behemus mehen. And anyone who wants to drink, can come drink. Harehu, Mosa Lachem. That's considered a Mesira, giving it over. And if someone falls in there, Potter, you're Potter. Good? Now it's the city's responsibility. Chafar, Upasach, Fala Mosa Larabim. Chayev. If you give it over, if you dog it, but you didn't give it over, then of course you're Chayev. Right? Now, believe it or not, we have like 10 lines of Agadata. That was the minhag of this nechunya who dug pits. Shayachofer, he dug uposeach, and he opened them up umosel rabim, and he gave them over to the rabim. He did a very good thing. He found places where nobody walked, and he made pit wells over there for the animals, for people. The good thing. Amru This person followed this halacha. What do you mean halacha zu v'sulo? What, he followed this one halacha? Everything else he violated. Even this one he did. So, very nice maila. Tana Rabbanan. There was a story with this fellow, the daughter of this guy. She fell into a pit. And they told Rechina ben Dosa that she fell into a pit. So, Shah Rishona Amalehem Shalom. The first hour he said, it's okay, it's all going to be good. Shalom, it's good. Shnia Amalehem Shalom. Second hour, he said, good. Shlishis Amalehem, he said to them, also, she got out. She's out of the pit, they rescued her somehow. Amar La Mihalach, who took her out? Amar Lahem, Amru Lahem, Zachar Shel Rechelim, Nizdaminli, a male ram, Vizakin Echad Manhigo. And one old man took me out. Says Rashi, Elo Shel Yitzchak Avraham. It was the Isle of Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu who rescued her. Okay, very nice. Amr lo, Navi ata? You're a Navi? How do you know that? Amr lahem, lo Navi ata anochi, not a Navi, lo ben Navi anochi, not even a son of a Navi. Ela kacha marti, davar sha'oser tzadik mitzdarbo, something that you spend your whole life excelling in, yikashal bozaro, something should happen to the child? Impossible. Impossible. Amr b'acha, Af al pikein meis beno betama. Nevertheless, his son died from thirst. This person. So shenemar v'sivivav nishaira ma'od. Right? Malamed. One second. Malamed. Yeah. Shakadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im nisivivav afilu kuchod asaira. That Hashem is medaktik with tzaddikim like a hair's breadth. So first of all, Tosfos on the bottom says vim tomar akati manalei. Hameis bo betzama. He's busy with water, and the son dies in with thirst. That's not right. V'yesh lomar, you're not gonna like this answer. The mikol makom ba'osa dover atzma loha yeroy lichshol. You're right. He died from thirst, but he didn't die in a pit. That's a good answer. B'yushalmi malach b'demus Rabbi Chanina nizdamin lo. I don't know what that means. A malach in the form of Chanina appeared to him. I don't know what that means. Anyway, that's Tosfos' answer. So you can the only michshel can happen, mamash, the exact same thing you're busy with. So wells and water is not the same thing. Wells and wells is the same thing. Right. Right. It's a good question. It's difficult gemara here. Right. It's not so simple. He's right. You're right. Anyway. A different pasuk. El naaretz pesod kedoshim rabba v'nora kol sevivav. Amar b'chanina kol amar kadosh baruch hu vatran hu. This is a scary gemara. Anyone who says Hashem's a vatran, he's a good, nice person. He doesn't mind so much. He's easygoing, right? He lets things slide, right? Yivatru chayav. Your life will let slide, right? Shenamar, like it says, hatzur tam pa'olo ki chal d'rachav mishpat. Hashem's not like that. So it depends on what kind of yeshiva you grew up in. Either everything is going to Gehenna, everything you're going to burn, you're going to suffer, or be a good Jew, try your best, you know, Hashem loves you. So there's two different ways of, but it's the same thing, really. It's just what you focus on. Amar Rab Chana, Ritam Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, what does it mean? Erech Apayim. Floksiv Erech Af. What is Apayim? Well, double Lashon. Amar Erech Apayim, Latazikim Vilarishayim, for both. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Lo yisakel adam me rishusol l'rishus harabim. You shouldn't throw your stones from your rishus into the rishus harabim. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad. There was once a story. Shaya misakel b'rishuso. He was doing that l'rishus harabim. Umatzeh chassid echad, and a certain chassid came. Amalo reika, you fool. B'demata misakel. Listen to this. Me rishus she'eno l'chalcha. You're throwing from the rishus that doesn't belong to you forever, which is your house. Not going to be there forever. L'rishus shelcha, to the public street. We'll be there forever. Right? Liglig of a love. They laughed at him. Liyamim nitzrach lamachas adehu. He needed to sell his field. Vayimahalich ba'osa rishus harabim. V'nichshal ba'osa avonim. He got hurt in one of those stones. Amar yafa amali osa chasid. He was right that chasid told me. B'nei ma'ata misalka b'rishus ha'she'enu l'cha sh'rishus shalcha. But what does it mean rishus shalcha? You always walk in the street. Not going to always live in that house. But the street you're always going to use. For forever. House not forever. Okay. Next Mishnah. This Gemara is very hard. Hachofer bor b'rishus harabim. If someone digs a pit in rishus harabim, v'nafal l'tocho shor or chamor, chayiv. If they got damaged, not if they died. Right? Only if they got damaged. Even if they died, I'm sorry, take that back. Echad chofer bor, siach, whether you dig a bar, siach, a different kind of bar, ma'ara, another kind of bar, charitzin, v'ne'itzin, all these different kinds of bars. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Chayiv or chayiv. Im kain, lomanem a bar. Why does it say bar as opposed to what? Some other word? Ma bar, sheyesh bo kadei lohamitz asara tfachim. Just like a bar has power to kill at 10 tfachim. Af kol, sheyesh bo kadei lohamitz asara tfachim. So too, any bar has to have the depth of 10 tfachim. Hayi pchusim yasara tfachim? If it's less than 10 tfachim? V'nafal tocho shorach hamor meis? I was right. Potter, you are potter. Why you potter?
Because no roi to meis.
So it's a machlokis, why you're potter. Rashi says, on Daf Gimel, because the person, or the animal, didn't die because of the bar. Right? I give you a pat on the back. Give somebody a pat on the back, the guy dies. I give an animal a pat on the back. Hey, how you doing, animal? I give him a pat on the animal dies. He didn't die because of my pat. It was sickly. That doesn't kill people. Right? So a bar of less than 10 tefachim is like a pat on the back. It died? That's abnormal. That's abnormal. That's what Rashi says. Not here, on Daf Gimel. That's what Rashi said when talking about bor. Okay? That's what Rashi said. The Rambam, others say no. The Re Milunil says it's his mazel. It's mazel. Mazel to die. A mazel. You hear people say that today. A mazel. Right?
I'm like the same. So it's called putter.
You're putter. The question is why you putter.
Yeah.
So Rashi says because it's an eggshell. It's called an eggshell plaintiff. Right? You give a guy a pat on the back and he drops dead. That's an eggshell. That's not normal. Not chaya for that. That's what Rashi says. The real Neil says, it's a mazel. What can I tell you? And the Rambam says, Rambam's not going to say mazel. It's not the Rambam's way of saying things. He says, it's not common. He says like this, Pachas me'asara ein amisa mitzuya. It's not normal. Lachain yesh lepotro sha'amisa hika ones. It's like an ones. They're all saying the same thing. Yeah. Right? It's an ones. Vim huzak bo chayiv. But damages, you are chayiv. Just on Misa there's a patur, but not on damages. Right? Amar of Zvid. Rav Zvid said, Shechayva, Amar of Zvid. Reading things. Amar Rav. Bor Shechayva alav HaTorah lahavlo velo lechavto. What makes you chayiv for bor is the air of the bor, not the actual ground of the bor. What does that mean? What makes you chayiv is the foul air inside the bor. That's what kills, not the bor itself.
Not the fall.
Alma, kasavar, chavata. Chavata, I guess, how do they, the cavity, the opening, the actual pit itself. Karka olamu, that's just karka. Demazgale, that damaged you. Right? And Rashi says two words, ve'eno shalo. It's not yours. You don't own that karka. You don't own that karka. What? You don't own the hevel either. It's not, but it's not yours. The Ra'ah explains. The Ra'ah explains that Rav holds like this. Really, if you dig a pit, you should be totally potter. You should be totally potter. Why should you be totally potter? Why should you be totally potter? Anywhere you should be potter. Why? You alluded to this earlier today. Because I did it, it's a grumma. I didn't damage you. Right. So we've had cases of grumma, right? How is this different than a grumma? I put a banana peel over here and you trip. Isn't that a grumma?
That's the first
Oh, the Torah said so. If not for the Torah saying it, it's a grama. So what does a grama mean? Medina Shemayim Yechayev, you should pay the guy. B'na Chayev. We've learned before, and no one had a problem with grama. It's indirect damage. I'm not Chayev, an indirect damage. So why is a bor not indirect damage? The answer is it is. But so what? The Torah said so. The Torah said Yechayev indirect damage, right? So if the Torah said Yechayev indirect damage, how far do I have to take that? How machmer do I have to be on the indirect damage? Says Rav, right? I'm only making you chayiv if the damage happened because of the hevel, whatever that means. Okay, that explains Rav. Shmuel Amar, back to the Gemara. Lahavlo, yeah, you chayiv for that. V'kolshkein lichavto, and for sure for the damage. V'im tomar lichavto amr Torah v'lo lahavlo. Maybe it's just one, not the other. Right? Maybe it's just one, not the other. Hatori ida alabar shafilu mole sefugin shel temer. Even if you fall into feathers and soft things, you're still chayev. So why chayev? There is no karka. There's no damage like that. What's the pshat? It's just a hevel. So it's both. Rav's much more difficult. First of all, my beinaihu. What's the difference between the two of them? What's the difference? Now, I know you're asking, I know what you're thinking, and Rashi already heads you off. Look at Rashi, my benayu. Michti. Hech de misbo. If the animal dies in there, bein l'ravelev shul chayev. Both hold it chayev. Vafilu nivakas kreso. Even if you get a stomach scratch, onishbra, or you break your foot, mefarkato, you break your back, mechayev, your neck, whatever, mechayev, nami rav. Rav agrees with chayev. The ikalum emar havel nami katlise. The havel did that. So there's no dispute about anything. You break your foot, you chayev. Afilu nishbar raglo. Even if he broke his leg, v'chicheish, and he denied it. Ikalum emar machmas hevel habar chala v'chicheish. Chicheish doesn't mean deny it. I'm not sure what's something. Weak, right? Ikalum emar machmas hevel habar chala v'chicheish. That happened because of the hevel. Mali e time of chiyuv mishum chavata, mali mishum havala. Hevel. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Ask the Rabbeinu Peretz, what on earth is Rashi talking about? I'm watching the animal fall in, right? Why did the animal get damaged? Because its head hit the bottom of the rock and it died. What do you mean hevel killed it? What does that mean? If the Rashi, they're not arguing about anything. The Gemara is going to say they're arguing about a hill. Where are you going up? It's still a bar. But there's no hevel in a hill. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. On a hill. But in a pit, Rashi said, they agree on everything. Right? Why? Because it's the hevel. Says there have been a parents. What's Rashi talking about? What kind of hevel is this? So you have to give some kind of answer that the hevel must have made him more susceptible to hitting the rock.
Maybe made
him
dizzy.
Exactly. Something like that. And therefore, Yechayev, of course Yechayev. But don't tell me that it's because of the hevel. The hevel must be some indirect thing, and therefore Yechayev. Right?
It's not really a question of Rashi. It's Rav Shita.
Right. It's a question of Rav Shita.
What does that mean?
But Rashi has explained that, of course, they're not arguing on any damage. Of course not. Right? So the Gemara says, it's my benayu. What's the difference? It could be Nayhu, the Ovid Gavoa, Bereshus Harabim, where it was a hill. L'Rav, a Gavoa, lo Mechayev. You're not going to be Chayev for that. With Shmuel, Agova, Nami Mechayev. According to Shmuel, of course, yes, he will. Right? Look at the Tosfos of Lishmuel. I'm only going to do the first four lines. What's the difference, according to Rav now, between a hill and a banana peel?
Creating a mound. But...
Right, a mound. Yeah. So Rav says, they're not Chayev for that because there's no Hevel. It's up the mound. So what's the difference between the mound and a banana peel? So says Tosfos, Al Karchach, B'Niskal B'Gova, the nechbat bekarka, right? The e benechbat begova. If you got damaged with actual damage, moder rav de chayev. Of course, Rav would agree you're chayev. Kima avno v'sakina umaso. Of course, Rav holds of those which are bars. But where's the hevel there? Where's the hevel tripping over a rock? Where's the hevel? There is none. Of course, Rav agrees you're chayev. E the afkere if you mafkere it bein l'rav bein l'shmuel hainu bar v'hainu mishum de chavata di dehu. So I'm not 1,000% sure what the difference is. Why in the mound is Rav say here you're potter, but on some other obstacle, of course Rav agrees you're chayev. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between them? A mound. Comes along closer, but don't think Rav potters obstacles. Of course he doesn't. So what is going on here? You hear this?
This whole thing doesn't make sense anyway. Hevel is not going to hurt anybody.
What?
It's when you hit the bottom that you get hurt. You don't get hurt on the trip down.
No, I think he's saying that there's nothing in the chabad to set it straight out. There's the chabad of the pit, the bottom.
And the top.
And an item.
Right.
Because when the guy falls into a pit or wherever, the top, wherever it is, that's not his. He's saying, he says in case the guy fell off the mound, hit the ground. No one put the ground there. When I dig a pit, no one put the bottom of the ground there.
Right.
When I fall off a mound, no one put the ground next to me.
Right.
But if I fell and hit the pit itself, or hit the mound itself, or on the banana peel, or whatever it is, that's hitting the item. So that's for sure chayav.
Uh-huh. So if you hit an obstacle, you for sure chayav.
The ground is not an obstacle. The ground is the ground.
Right. So the mound is the mound is the obstacle.
The mound is a banana peel.
The mound is ground.
Right. So I said, I still don't say what's the difference between a mound and a banana peel.
If you fall and hit the banana peel,
yeah,
or fall and hit the mound, you're high. That's what he says.
Oh, even if you fall, hit the
fall and hit the ground, not the mound. You fell from the mound, hit the ground. The ground you didn't put there.
Uh huh. That's very hair splitting, no?
Yeah, no
imagine
kidding.
Imagine that you trip on the ground and you fall on the ground too. You're not falling, you're not getting down. That's what he's saying. He's saying that cases you hurt himself all the time. That's happened to you myself.
Tripping on the banana peel.
So if you trip on the banana peel, everyone agrees you're chayiv. Rav agrees you're chayiv. And if you trip on a mound, Rav also agrees you're chayiv. Because it's no different than anything else. So the only time Rav holds your potter is if where?
Fall off that.
If you fall off the mound and hit the ground. Because the ground's already there. And there's no hevel.
He didn't create the ground.
He didn't create the ground, and there's no hevel. It's difficult. I said it's not an easy Gemara. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Yeah.
Right? Right when I was reading, I said, 1 second, what about a banana peel? So I looked at Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, it's banana peel, of course he agrees. Right? Of course Rav agrees. So when does Rav say you're not...
Banana peel, I can understand, but hevel, what was the Gemara talking about when you're talking about him getting hurt by the hevel? Hevel is nothing.
Right.
It's the air that you encounter falling down when you hit the bottom. You
get right. Alright, let's just finish up. My time with the Rav, what's Rav's reason? Damar Kra, V'nafal Achiipal Derech Nefila. It has to be some kind of Derech Nefila, Ushmuel, V'nafal, Kalduhu Mashma, any way you fall. Tanan, MK, Namalema Bor. Why does it say Bor? Ma Bor, Sheish Brokade Lahamazar Dvachim, Afkal, Sheish Brokade Lahamazar Dvachim. Bishlamal Shmuel, Afkal, Asuye Gavoa. It comes to include up. El Rav, Afkal, Asuye Mai. What does it come to include? Lasuye Charitin, the Eaton. Charitin, the Eaton, Behadjikatonilo. It's Beferish in the Mishnah. Tani v'hadar mafarish. It says it, but then it explains it. V'ani kulu diktani lamali. Why do I need everything in the Mishnah? Tzrichi. Everything's nisri. Di'itana bar. If it only would have said bar havamina, bar asara hu de'itzbe havla, mishum, dekatin, v'karachya. Because it's narrow and round. Avol siach, the arech, but it's longer, ema basara, less behavla. Maybe 10 tvachim, there is no hevel. Because it's so long, it's so open. V'itana siach, Havamina siach asara hu de itzbe hevla bishum de katan, because it's also narrow. Avol ma'ara de ma'arva, which is much wider. Ema basara less bu hevla. Maybe with 10 there is no hevel. V'itana ma'ara havamina ma'ara basara hu de itzbe hevla mishum de metalla, because it has a roof over it. Avol charitzin de lo metalle ema basara less bu hevla. Maybe there would be no hevel. V'itana charitzin, if it only said charitzin. These are like, I think they're like V-shaped. One's a V-shape, like one's a regular V-shape, and one's an upside-down V-shape. That's just what they are. V'tana charitin havamina charitin asara hu de'itzbe hevla. 10 has hevel. Mishum de'lesbehu. Ravicha mila'el. Tve mitatoi. Because it has more air on top than below, because it's a V. Aval ne'itzin, which is the upside-down V. The ravichi mila'el. The other way around. Aval ne'itzin, the ravichi mila'el has more air on top. Tve mitatoi. Ema basara lesbehu havla. Maybe I would say no. Kamash Balan, Yechayev in all these cases.
Hevel still makes no sense.
So we need to a little bit of a hezbro on that case with the mound. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow from Tanan. Everybody have a very good day.
All right.